The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like we always do on Monday morning, Drew McKissick, chairman of the GOP. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well this Monday morning. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. Had a great Easter, a beautiful Sunday, and just glad to be in church and see friends that I hadn't seen in a while. So, you know, it was a good day.
Yeah, it's nice sometimes to come aside from some of the stupidity we come across in politics and remember what's really important. So it was a good respite.
Yep, that for sure. All right, so the MLB, of course, made the decision and announced on Friday that they're pulling out of Georgia the All-Star game. Over the weekend, Cobb County, which is where the stadium and all is located, announced that meant they would be losing $100 million. Over 8,000 hotel rooms that mm-hmm. were booked for this. Well, now they'll be canceling this. So tell me, Mr. Chairman, who does that really hurt?
Well, you know, in the end, this actually hurts people who care about fairness when it comes to ballot security, who care about you know, our elections not being subject to you know, essentially being stolen or your vote not mattering. What we saw in the last several years with football, when it came to, you know, the whole business about kneeling during the national anthem and so forth, and they were just trying to, you know, virtue signal to the radical liberals out there. And now we're seeing this from Major League Baseball and from Delta and from Coke. And basically, it reminds me of what someone had said when, you know, football had begun to do what they did, and the ratings just went in the dumper. I mean, down mm-hmm. in the tank, and they have not recovered since then. Yeah. How much money they have lost. And the hashtag was, you know, get woke and go broke, you know, because all this woke politics and this woke cancel culture that people are trying to inflict on, you know, anybody who actually cares about, again, ballot security. You've got essentially a woke cancel culture that is essentially trying to cancel efforts at ballot security is the irony here.
I had a caller this morning talk about the fact that she had gotten information, evidently a stockholder in Coca-Cola, and mm-hmm. she had received information about their annual stockholders meeting. And guess what you have to do before you can enter their stockholders meeting?
You probably have to prove you are who you say you are.
You got
to
show an ID, Mr. Chairman. So here's
just
what
like
we're going to do.
We're going
to get a busload from the upstate here. The next time they have a stockholders meeting, we're going to go to Coca-Cola and see if they'll let us in without an ID. You want to go?
I mean, just the absolute just insanity of what we're talking about here, because the nub of all this was one of the elements of one of the laws they passed in Georgia, again, trying to clean up their act in Georgia. And much kudos to Republican legislators in Georgia for trying to fix a lot of the problems we saw in the last cycle there. And one of the elements of one of the laws is when you get a mail-in absentee ballot, you have to have some sort of photo identification that you are who you say you are.
Yeah.
Again, if somebody has a problem with people having to prove that they are who they say they are when they cast a ballot, what you need to do is look at what those people's motivations are. That tells you a lot about where they're coming from, quite frankly. And by the way, we do have a legislator here in South Carolina who is getting ready to introduce an identical law in a House committee probably within about 2 weeks. And so we're going to see the same thing begin to move forward here.
Yeah. Well, and I don't even think that part, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that was even new in Georgia. They just, they didn't enforce it as far as the signature matching, and all on the envelope. And basically what this new statute says is it outlaws the Secretary of State or any state official from being able to not enforce the law.
Right.
So which is a good thing, you know? So,
well, you know, enforcing the laws, imagine that.
I know. Yes.
Novel concept.
Yes, it is. Well, the whole thing, what's even more disappointing to me, though, is when you do have some of these CEOs, these are supposed to be pretty bright men, like Coca-Cola and Delta, when they get pulled into this discussion. I would question whether they've even read the bill.
Right. Right. This is about them and public relations. This is about them thinking they need to, you know, bend to the will of the folks who are, quite frankly, the squeakiest wheels right now. That's exactly. The woke liberal cancel culture. The people have got nothing but time on their hands to complain about stuff, complain yep. about common sense in our government. And the corporate crowd worrying about the bottom line. Well, all right, well, we'll bend in that direction. Well, you know, look, you saw what Donald Trump said the other day. Well, let's start taking it to Coca-Cola and to Delta and to Major League Baseball and tell them it's going to hit them in the pocketbook if they right. don't get away from this nonsense.
Exactly.
You know, where are they going to get hurt most in terms of yep. their bottom line? Look at who watches Major League Baseball and the people who most usually fly on Delta and so forth.
Yeah.
It's insane. Absolutely yep. insane.
Yep. Mr. Chairman, we will be wrapping up precinct meetings. I know tomorrow evening is the makeup mm-hmm. for Greenville. Other counties right. having makeup, and this is the final process before we head to the county conventions.
That's right. Tomorrow night, they're in Greenville at the Hilton, just off the interstate at 7 p.m. They will have what's known as the makeup meeting. Essentially, this is your last opportunity as a Republican in Greenville County to become an official part of the Republican Party there in Greenville County. It is essentially our biennial membership drive, if you will. This is where we rebuild the political campaign structure for the next campaign to win 2022. All of our statewide offices are up for grabs next year. Our U.S. Senate seat with Tim Scott is up for grabs next year. State House seats all across the state, sheriff's races, et cetera. This is about rebuilding that campaign infrastructure. We do this every 2 years. So this is your shot, your last night, last option to show up at 7 p.m. at the Hilton there in Greenville. Bring your voter registration card. You have to be a registered voter. And that's all there is to it. Show up, yep. fill out the forms, tell them you want to get involved in the county party.
Yep, and we need for everyone to show up in a big way. Mr. Chairman, always good to speak with you. We'll do it again next week.
Yes, sir. Have a great one, Joe.